Here's another attempt to get the economy in a healthier direction. President Bush and a group of major banks today announced something called Project Lifeline. It's designed to help people facing foreclosure. As many as 1 million homeowners could be in trouble with their mortgages this year. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Late last year, the administration launched a different plan, but that one drew some criticism for being too narrow. Homeowners whose interest rates spiked upwards before January were left out, as were people who'd missed payments. So today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said the banks have agreed to work with a broader range of people.
This is an important new initiative targeted to reach not only subprime borrowers, but all 90-day delinquent homeowners, with a step-by-step approach to find individual solutions to individual problems.
The banks involved include Citigroup, Countrywide, Bank of America, Chase, Washington Mutual, and Wells Fargo. They're offering, they say, in some cases, to delay foreclosures for 30 days to try to work out a way to make the loan affordable. And they'll work with all kinds of loans, but advocates are skeptical. Bruce Marks heads up the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America.
It is a public relations gimmick that is providing no assistance for the homeowners that they haven't had before.
Mark says the reality is that lenders already have been delaying foreclosures and making loans more affordable for different types of borrowers, but he says the latest data shows that they're just not doing it very much. Eric Halperin is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
For every loan modification given to a borrower in a subprime adjustable rate mortgage, 13 foreclosures occur.
A recent report from a group of state prosecutors found that in half of the foreclosures last October, no contact had even been made between the lender and the borrower. So Halperin doesn't see how yet another voluntary pledge from the industry will change much.
We're not really going to see, I fear, any meaningful numbers of foreclosures avoided out of this latest program. I think it's going to just be more of the same.
Many housing advocates say the most promising development right now is a bankruptcy bill that's working its way through Congress. It would add protections for homeowners. Supporters say it would force the industry to cut more deals with borrowers who could afford reasonable interest rates. Critics worry, though, that it would spook the market and push interest rates higher for all borrowers. Chris Arnold, NPR News.